Jacarin FM's Good Morning Angels. Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
En ons gaste net leef vir oggend, Eugene Brits, Eugene en Catherine het name, hulle het hemde wat sê dad en mom.
Ja.
Love that, altijd van jullie, bye bye, welkom in die atelier en dankie dat jullie voor ochtend hier zo is. En jullie zien om ons meer te vertellen, you're going to tell us more about the journey of young Kayla at this stage, 15 years old, got a diagnosis, I think it was September of this year, as ik recht is. Vertel voor ons een klein beetje meer.
Ons klein Kaylaikie was 1 week 100% geweest. Hy het saam met klein boetie rondgehardloop. Mal gegaan en die volgende week toe is daai arme kleintjie pap. Ons kon basies niks uit haar uitkry nie. En ek en mama toe besluit om haar te vat vir 'n check-up by ons local GP.
Okay.
En daar het hulle agtergekom dat iets nie wel is met haar nie. En hulle het haar oorgeplaas Eugene Marais Hospitaal toe. En dis toe daar waar hulle vir ons agtergekom het, laat sy wel leukemia uit.
Tjo. En daai nuus, dit is ongelooflike moeilike nuus.
It's shattering.
Shattering.
Yeah. It's incredibly hard. But we're getting there.
What did they tell you? What is the way forward?
Unfortunately, a bone marrow transplant is needed for her.
Okay.
To get a full recovery.
But now, hold on. So, there is a chance of a full recovery.
There is
a chance.
Isn't that just, at this point in life, so, what inspiring news is that?
It is. It's hope.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of hope.
It's hope for us.
So, bone marrow transplants.
Yes.
It's a lot in every single way. What is the process? What does it entail?
The process, it entails, firstly, they need to find a match for Kayla.
Okay.
They need people to register to get a match for her. That will be on DKMS.
Okay.
It's a simple thing. You go on the internet, you get your swab kit, you swab your mouth.
Anyone can do it?
Anyone can do it. They collect your swab kit, they test it, and they give you a number, a registered number.
And when you find a match?
When we do find a match,
she
will be getting the bone marrow transplant in Pretoria East Hospital. And the recovery is about 4 to 6 weeks in hospital.
Okay.
And 100 days in isolation at home.
For a 15-year-old.
Yeah.
That is a whole lot. And am I right in saying one can never be prepared enough financially for this road ahead?
Yeah, definitely.
You do have a medical aid?
We do have a medical aid. It's more like a hospital plan.
Okay.
But we do need to upgrade our medical aid in order to go forward with Kayla's treatment, as well as the bone marrow transplant.
I hate to talk money at this point, but one has to. That's the reality of life.
That's the reality of it,
It really is the reality of it. What are we looking at here? What does something like this cost? And it is, once again, how much does it cost for her to get to full recovery? That must be a big thing for parents to face.
It is definitely,
To think to yourself that there is a solution. But it is probably not in everyone's reach.
No. Unfortunately, financially, it is very difficult. We are both working.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm an admin assistant at House Yana. It's a place for people with schizophrenia.
Wow.
Oh. Yes.
Okay, and jy?
Ja, ek is 'n taktiese offisier by 'n local security maatskappy in Pretoria.
And the people around you, your family, your colleagues, your friends, have they been supportive?
They have been so, so supportive and just so understanding and actually going out of their way to support us and Kayla and Caden. I mean, as a little brother, it's difficult to see your sister so sick, and it's difficult to not seeing mommy all the time as
much. Of course.
Much. especially when she's in hospital.
How's she doing? How's she taking it?
She's actually so brave. Mm. My little girl is amazing. Mm. She's fighting. Mm. And she's such an inspiration for me. It's just amazing. Mm. But it does take an effect on your mental health.
Of course it does.
Your body.
Of course it does. There are the things that teenagers would want to be doing.
Yes.
Than laying in hospital and waiting for all this to happen. I can only imagine. Yeah, last night I felt so tired, and I even made a Facebook post about it, but I have nothing to complain about.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
You are two working parents. You've got two kids, and the one needs all this love, support, but also finances.
Definitely. Yeah.
What kind of finances are we talking here? What is the gap or the medical aid's not covering here for her to get to full recovery? What are we even dealing with here? Ek het nie idee nie.
Ja, kyk, dis nog 'n groot bedrag, Martin. Net vir die mediese fonds om basies op die volgende vlak te kom.
Okay.
Praat ons van 'n ekstra R5,500 per maand.
Okay.
Dit is unbelievable, en ek kan nie regtig dink dat daar iemand daar buite is wat so iets sou kan bekostig nie. Regtig. Saam met dit, ons klein kuilaatjie word Januarie 16 jaar oud. Sy gaan nie aan maaikies kan sien nie. Sy gaan in isolation wees by die huis. Ons sal graag vir ietsie spesiaals wil doen by die huis dan. Ek meen, dis at least we can do.
And the actual bone marrow transplant?
The estimate was 1.2.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's where it becomes very important for you to upgrade the medical aid to help with that. So it's doable if you get the upgrade and you say it's about $5,500 a month.
That's it, yes.
And then obviously other costs is the isolation.
Yes.
And all this kind of thing.
Yes. Special food she needs to eat.
Yeah, well listen, I just salute both of you parents. I cannot imagine how tough a day must be to work. To be supportive, to be there. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for me to call together some angels and see if we can make at least a difference. I often say this on the show, we might not make all the problems and challenges go away, but we can at least get a ball rolling here. We can at least be of some assistance. We've dealt with these oaks before. They are champions. And they don't only just come with sympathy, they also come with empathy. Ek praat van Gerard van der Westhuis en Reino Strauss, good friends to the show. They do something called the Survivors Golf Day. I have explained this before, ek het al vir mense van tevore daarvan vertel. Môre Gerard, maar net gou weer, why did you start doing this golf day?
Môre Martin, ja, ons het, dis actually hierdie jaar ons 10de jaar, wat ons die golfdag host, en
wow.
Groot voorreg, en ons, we've got so much support from colleagues and friends of ours. So the idea behind the golf day was actually started after I had cancer, and Reino, we discovered that there's amazing, a lot of cost that goes associated with it. We were in the lucky position that our medical aids covered all of it. But obviously I had sight over all the bills, and I realized that there must be a lot of people that can't, you know, come up with the money to get the treatment that's needed. So we decided we're going to start a golf day to just raise some funds and help people that needs the help to get the treatment that's needed, because it's, I always say, money shouldn't stand in the way if there's hope and a possibility.
It doesn't seem right. Doesn't seem right for a 15-year-old.
Mm.
Her whole life is ahead of her. Your golf day is now.
Yes, we're Friday, the 29th. Yeah, we're having our golf day.
Such a successful golf day.
We're very excited.
You guys, honestly, we've taken hands with you before. The change that you make, the actual change and the difference you can make is massive. Your support that you get for a golf day like this is enormous.
Yes.
So I really do congratulate and salute you for doing something like this. It's so selfless, and all your supporters. I know a lot goes into a golf day like this, and it's really very, very special. Listening to their story, as you said, there's hope. Maar baie keer, ongelukkig, hoop is duur.
Ja.
Wat het jy, wat sin is het jy vir hulle?
So, Eugene, dis vir ons regtig 'n groot voorreg en om dit te kan doen, en ons doen dit nie op ons eie nie, ons doen dit met 'n klomp hulp van 'n klomp instansies en vriende en familie, en ons het bietjie lekker gaan indelf in Kyla se saak, en julle praat van die mediese fonds. Ons gaan julle mediese fonds vir julle upgrade vir 'n jaar, so ons sal daai geld vir julle gee. Ek dink die totale waarde, as ek reg is, was omtrent R105,000, en dan boop dit gaan ons nog omtrent R80,000 vir julle bewillig uit ons fonds uit,
so
vir enige mediese kostes wat dalk benodig sal word, ja. So dit is ons een groot voorreg om dit te kan doen.
Baie, baie, baie dankie.
Dit is R185,000 bydra van julle kant af, en julle ongelooflike ondersteunerse kant af. That gives you hope, right?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much.
Upgraded medical aid, and as you explained earlier, that's going to make a difference.
Big, big difference, yes.
Big.
That extra money right there, it's going to be a tough road ahead, but there's hope. There's hope of full recovery, have you ever in your life. I also, from Good Morning Angels, want to add 100,000.
Wow.
Oh, my word.
So I hope it makes a difference.
It surely does.
Thank you so much, Martin.
I feel for you, and tell Kayla hello, and January, is it 16th?
Happy birthday, yes, happy sweet 16th.
I hope that 16th is going to be a bit sweeter now.
I think she is listening at home.
Yes, she
hello,
is.
Hello, Kayla.
Hi.
And little brother, Kayden.
Kayla and Kayden.
So, there we go.
Both of you.
Can I just say, when I heard you mention registering to be a blood marrow donor.
Yes.
Bone marrow donor, yeah.
Bone marrow donor. Yeah. I've just gone on and registered. It's
oh,
that easy.
Oh, wow.
No, but quickly. It's that easy. Yes. I just want people to know that's how quick and easy and simple it really is. And you could save a life. It's that easy.
That is incredible. I actually Thank think you. We should just make it even easier and just put the link up.
Yeah.
If you go and have a look on our social media and stuff. Listen, both of you, keep going and be there for her, but also be there for yourselves and each other. Mm. I know it's going to be a tough festive season. Yellow Owens, man, we'll just give them a round of applause and the great work they do. Lekker golf speel vrijdag vir 'n ongelooflike goeie doel, and bless for you and Reino for wat julle doen, and thanks for being our angels again this morning.
Thanks for having us, and thanks for the opportunity. Thank you, Martin.
Good job, angels. Good job.
You're with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.